The kids showed a lot of resiliency. We had the ball with a chance after a long drive with a chance to score, and we got a pretty rough penalty call that stalled the drive, backed us up, and gave them a short field they were able to take advantage of. And but the kids are, we're battling. We just gotta play better and coach a little better. And really, I think some of it's just confidence at this point, just playing. I think physically it was a real even game, and we felt like we had a shot to win there at the end. We just couldn't push through.
Start with the defense. It's a pretty high-powered Delaware offense that you guys limited to 353 yards. Outside of the big plays that Marcus Yarns was able to make, what were you able to do well to kind of contain their offense?
Yeah, I think the problem, you give up a 70-yard run on the first play, it kind of skews the numbers a little bit. He made a good move, but we've got a safety there. We got to get it on the ground. I mean, we've got to turn those plays into 10-yard gains. It was a good scheme. We were short on the play, and but we had a guy in position to make the play, and we don't make the play. He makes the play, and it puts us in a little bit of a jackpot. But they're a good team. I think the defense, once the defense settled down, I think we played really well. We were able to control their passing game to a degree and limit the damage in the run. They're big on the O-line and talented. And we think their center is very good. And obviously Yarns is a good player, but we had a chance. We missed field goals. We really are just not firing at all on cylinders right now, and we've got to get back on track. We've got a bunch of really tough game this week against one of our big rivals in New Hampshire, and we just can't got to quit spotting leads.
As you said, Marcus Yarn certainly a talented back that everybody knows about. What makes him so difficult to deal with, both in the run game and as a receiver?
He's just a great athlete. He's a hard matchup. They got us on a wheel route. The linebacker saw it. He just got outrun. I mean, that's why you try to do those things. It's all about angles and being in the right position. Our angle was not good. He's too fast to mess up on. And, they made it. I think the real critical play in the game was the early fourth down where, I mean, the quarterback makes an incredible throw on the touchdown on a fourth and three. He throws it over the linebacker and just inside of his coverage and puts it right on the shoulder pads in the numbers. Other than that, I felt like that was the play that hurt us the most. Other than that, I thought we competed really well.
Another double-digit tackle performance from Dante Lunan, 10 tackles, 1.5 for loss. It seems like it's 10 plus every Saturday. Just maybe talk about the impact he's had on your defense.
Yeah, he's been good. I think we as hard as it is, every week presents new things that they have to learn of our defense. And they do some really good things that challenge the defense. And for the most part, we were in the right calls, and we did some reacted really well. Dante runs all that, and he's been productive as a tackler, and he's been a really good player for us, no doubt.
Offensively, as you said, you guys are down 21-7 there in the third quarter, and you're able to play a 17-play, 75-yard drive together. You ate up almost 10 minutes in the game to get the thing within seven. What did you do so well on that drive to be able to control the ball the way you did?
The RPOs backed their safeties off, and once they backed their safeties off, we were able to start running the ball effectively. So we had a good mix in that drive. We moved the ball pretty comfortably at times, and especially in the second half, we started the drive. Again, I mentioned the penalty call, that set us back into the red zone. Our red zone was a tough call for us, but then we take the ball in the 2 minute and go down, and we got a chance to score there. We have a chance to onside kick and try to get another touchdown. But the whole game it's a game of opportunities, and we missed field goals. We missed touchdown opportunity. They took advantage. They missed a field goal, hit the crossbar, but or the upright. But it's at the end of the day, they're the things that win and lose games at the end, and we've got to get on the plus side of these issues if we're going to win a football game here coming up.
You guys were able to, we've talked about the need to get the running game going. You ran for 133 on Saturday. You won the time of possession battle. What were you able to do better in the run game?
Well, it's just a matter of trying to get people to back off. It's hard to run the football when you're running heavy boxes, and that's what everybody does to try to stop the run. It's no secret. They when they're loading their safeties in the box, it just there's always a bonus guy in there. And I thought we did a really good job with our RPOs attacking their edges, and it opened up some run lanes for us. But it's kind of a offense to me is a balance anymore, and it's just hard. It's hard to impose your will on people. If you're better than someone, it's not. But other than that, it's hard to be better than somebody at all those run plays. So I think the spreading the ball around was really, really good, and I think that's what gave us an opportunity to run the ball a little better. And I think the emergence of JoJo Uga is helping us too, because there was a third and short that he gets hit in the backfield, bounces off, and drags everybody for a first down. That's the kind of runs you can't script, obviously, and you have to be able to complete to be a great running team. We've had that type of athlete in the past, and I think JoJo and Faisal ran physical too. So I think that we're running a little more physical, and they all kind of go hand in hand. But at the end of the day, you got to have balance, and that's what we're striving for.
Let's look ahead. You mentioned a rival in New Hampshire that you guys have had a number of hard-fought games with in the past. As you look at this New Hampshire team, which has also dealt with some injuries, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean they're a typical. I think they're good and typical New Hampshire. Since I've been in the league, New Hampshire has always been a tough physical team. They play great defense, and they're feeling their way a little bit with some injuries. I mean we're in that world right now. I mean we've got our two deep has been devastated by injuries, and it's not getting any better yet. So we just all have to adapt. But the core of their strength is, I think, their defensive line, and those two defensive ends are. It's they're exceptional football players, and they cause a lot of problems for our offenses. They're good at loading the box, and they're going to do everything they can to keep you from runs. So we've got to go out and play a really good football game at home. Hopefully for the first time this year, bring it together, and they've been able to beat us the last couple of years, and it leaves a sting. And I think that we've got to go out and really get. Compete in this football game, and our new guys got to understand the importance and the toughness of New Hampshire football.
You mentioned the two ends, Silver and Ruiz. You had a couple of ends last year that were among the best in the country in sacks, and you guys were number one overall in sacks. What makes those guys so good? They've been around a while, but what makes them such good pass rushers?
Well, I think that's part of it too, is experience. I was just went and met with my offensive coaches a little bit, and I told them, I said, these guys, they're very I use the word savvy. It's an old word, but they're very savvy football players. Their instincts are very strong, but yet their experience level is strong. So they have the they can do the wrong things and make them right, and because they have athletic ability, but they feel the game really well. They understand what the offense is doing. They're very difficult to stay on blocks with them, and they can balance their speed and their power. That's what when you get to that point with your defensive line, they're really good football players, and that's what they do well. They really you can't pick which one you want to deal with. You got to step up and be a man and do your job and go one on one with them at times, and that's what we're going to have to find a way to do.
Before I let you go, I meant to bring this up to you last week, but formerly Albany coach Bob Ford going to be receiving the Amos Alonzo Stagg Award for his service to the game of football. It's certainly a big honor. Just your comments on the contributions that he's made.
Yeah, you know what? I might have been more excited than anybody when that came out. I remember, some of these older awards that I think people forget how important the Stagg Award is, and it's a legacy award. It's an award for not just longevity, but having a massive effect on college football. And I think it's when you look at the names on there, I made my players start looking at the names so they understood the importance of it. But more important, part of it is not more important, but part of it is Bob's impact goes beyond Albany. When you see guys like Jeff Hafley in the NFL, and and all the coaches, Tony Wise and all these guys that have been in college football and been successful, Bob has had a big reach by developing and promoting young coaches for a long time, and so he has a great legacy, and it's a very well-deserved award, and I'm really excited for him. And I even told him, if he said his wife doesn't want to fly down there, and I was like, I'll drive you. I mean, I want you guys there because this is that big of an award in my
All right. Thanks for that. And Greg, thanks for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next.